Tonight I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to just pray a word of blessing over you. But before that, I just want to share one word in case there is somebody who has walked in here for the first time. The Gospel of Luke chapter 2 and verses 13 and 14. The Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verses 13 and 14.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Amen. Hallelujah. The multitudes of angels were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace with whom He is well pleased." Tonight, I just want to speak about that word peace, the peace that comes from God. Amen. It is said that when Jesus Christ was on this earth in the flesh, those 33 and a half years, there was not a single war on this planet. Because the Prince of Peace had set his feet in the flesh on this earth. Amen. Not a single war, not a single battle during those 33 and a half years. One of the translations uses the word, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to those with whom the Lord is well pleased." One of the signs that the Lord is well pleased with us is the evidence of peace within our hearts. Every time I lose my peace, I immediately go into my prayer room, kneel down, open the Bible, sit before God, ask the Holy Spirit to help me and show me why I am not peaceful inside. Because if my God is well pleased with me, the evidence is not me attending a church. The evidence is there is peace. Amen. There is peace in the heart. The peace of God in three directions, if you want to name this title. See, in the Old Testament, people did not know they were pleasing God by having peace in their hearts. It is a blessing which God has given in the New Covenant. In the book of Romans, the 14th chapter and verse 17, it says, "The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." Amen. Say that with me. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is there only in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, you will find the word righteousness, but you will never find righteousness linked with peace or with joy. But in the New Testament, what God has given us is that we have righteousness that comes through the blood of Jesus, and together with that we have peace and we have the joy of the Holy Ghost. Oh, somebody rejoice in the Lord this night. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what is the three directions of peace? The first one is Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
"Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ."
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the vertical direction. We have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody open your mouth and say, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Since being justified by faith, in the Old Testament, the sins were forgiven the people of God whenever they offered a sacrifice. But they could never experience cleansing. So David uses the word, when I acknowledged my sin, you covered my sin. I mean, you put it under the carpet. But they always had this fear whether somebody would remove the carpet and look at all that they had done. Even people who come to a new born-again church, who hear the word, sometimes have this fear. Because they read the Old Testament and then they have this fear. Okay, I acknowledged my sin before God. As only God covered my sin, will somebody ever find out what I have done? And let me tell you, every one of us sitting here have got a bad experience, have done something wrong, which is not right before God. And God does not want you to walk in fear or guilt or torment for the rest of your life. Tonight I want you to understand, we have peace with God through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified by faith. He doesn't just cover our sin, but He cleanses you. Open your mouth and say, the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and say that the blood of Jesus cleanses you. In the Old Testament, it was outward. In the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 12 to 14. Look at that. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 12 to 14.
Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with His own blood, He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Amen. See, in the Old Testament, the blood of bulls and calves did something outward. But Jesus is saying, through the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth our conscience. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just not a cover up. It's a cleansing of your conscience. Whose conscience will be cleansed? Who will be forgiven? 1 John 1 verse 9. The Lord said, if you confess your sins to me, if you will confess your sin, He will forgive. Whose sin will be forgiven? Which sin will be forgiven? The sin that you confess. The sin that you justify, or the sin that you blame somebody else for, will never be forgiven. Take my word for it. It will never be forgiven. The blood does not justify those who justify themselves. But the sin that you confess, the sin that you acknowledge before God,